everyone. For the past several weeks, we have been talking about letting God into our whole lives. We've talked about God in rest, in our mental health, in our physical health, and today I get to share my perspective. Today I'm going to give my 2 cents about seeing God in and through adversity. When you think about adversity, you think about challenges, hardships, misfortune, and I'm going to steal a page out of Zach's book and invite you to remember this scripture as I share with you today. It comes from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You guys will know it. It's, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you." I've been thinking for weeks now about what I would share with you today, which adverse event I might highlight. Instead of picking just one, I figured I'd just run you through kind of the last year or so of our lives. And you can see kind of for yourself how we've managed to keep God in the center of our lives, even through the hard times. We've had pretty much a rough one, been through the ringer, like most people in 2020. The difference between me and maybe some of the rest is that Jesus is my homeboy. And since I have that firm foundation of faith, I'm able to push on and keep my head up. A lot of you know that we've been trying to add to our family for quite some time now. Just over a year ago, late June-ish July, we began undergoing treatment for infertility. We've undergone several rounds of treatment, actually, and continue to struggle to get pregnant. Each failed attempt is a stab to the gut, literally. Tons of belly injections, and it's seriously an emotional roller coaster. You try not to get your hopes up, knowing, you know, what you just went through because of the heartache you just encountered, you know, the weeks or a month before. But even in the midst of that heartbreak, God shines, right? God and the compassion of the nurses and staff in the offices who call you by your first name, that listen to and encourage you almost daily. God and the community of patients that you're, you know, you're all going through the same thing. They're all in that same struggle that you are. You kind of go through your cycles together and you see the same girls every day and every other day when you're in there. And in a big bulletin board in the office that just has uplifting quotes that, you know, that remind you from those before that it's okay, you know, keep your head held high, the worst thing is never the last thing, you know, just little nuances that kind of give you a second to breathe. We'll fast forward a month or two. Boom. After 6 years of working at my company, I was laid off, completely blindsided. Many of you were there through that. And there's God in that, in those people who show up, who hold you up, reach out and step up to just show you you're not alone. They've got you. I searched and searched and finally found my place at P&G. I only applied as a last resort. It was crazy hours and something I had never done before. This was definitely going to be temporary. But didn't he have a different plan for me? On my first day, I felt the pull of the company, like, on my heart. Like, I felt that call. A company that truly cares about their people and truly cares about their people's people, right? Their families. Also about their customers and the consumers and those, all of those moments of truth that you interact with the company. Go ahead and add 16 weeks paid maternity leave on day one. Yep, that's totally in line with our family plan right now. Okay, God, I see you. Next few months pass by, more failed cycles, but I'm loving my new job and I have great insurance now. IVF is completely covered. Things are looking up. We've got way better chances this way. We've made it to March now. We'll keep trying, keeping the faith. Boom, another bomb goes off. My wife Laura is now laid off. COVID-19 takes over the world. Cycles are canceled. School's out early and kids are home now. More challenges to overcome. Okay, God, it's your turn to shine. So yeah, it was pretty awful that after 16 years of working for a company, Laura is out of a job for no good reason. But now she's safe at home where she worked in an infectious disease office every day during a pandemic. Now she's home and she can be with Layla while she's doing her schoolwork, right? 2 more months pass by, cycles are back on. Here we go again. Now it's May 25th. Still no baby. but everyone now knows the name George Floyd. 8 minutes and 46 seconds changes the lives of so many Americans. My life is not much different though. This has been my life for all of my 31 years. There's a lot to unpack here. This is my safe space though, right? So I'm gonna spend some time here. One of the biggest challenges for me during that time is, why is this name different from the rest? This is not the first time this has happened, or the second, or the third. Thousands of lives have been lost in this context. All of a sudden, the world cares. I think this time is different because people have been forced to stop and look at what is right in front of them. COVID has made people slow down and lean in and really think about someone other than themselves. For me, watching these protests and people standing up for injustice, it's overwhelming. I keep asking myself, why? Why is this affecting me now, this way, like it is? Because now people see me. During the weeks that followed Mr. Floyd's death, I felt so numb and tired. Tired of hearing all of the negative comments about the violent acts and how all lives matter. Tired of being the token black in the room who has to explain and educate the whole group or be the voice of all black people. I could go way down this rabbit hole, but let's get back to what this chat's really about, right? Where is God in this? We're gonna keep him in everything, right? I'm gonna share just one short story and then I'll bring it back around. One day I called my dad, a black man, called to just check up on him. He'd been on my heart. I've been thinking about him and my brother's two baby boys, all young black men in the world now that we live in. Call him to check in on him, see how he's doing, thinking maybe I'm gonna be able to comfort him and tell him that the world is changing and that maybe one day we're not gonna have to have these talks with our kids. But I couldn't, I just cried. I cried. Spent so many days just crying at work, at home, in my car, just constant tears. He immediately reminds me that God has got this. We need to just have faith, and God has a plan for us, and it's not always gonna be easy, but we need to just trust him. He didn't miss a beat. That's where God is, and those people that never miss a beat. I found so much comfort in my church family, standing up for justice and inequality, and these glimpses of good are the things you gotta hold close. The moments that get you through those crying days, right? That reaffirms your hope and faith in humanity. And it would be a huge miss if I didn't shout out my Faith Point community for being the light in all of this darkness, right? For speaking up for me when I didn't have the energy to do so myself. And for seeing me before you saw George Floyd. I have had so many meaningful conversations filled with grace and compassion with all different types of people. And these are the moments that make it worth it. I'm talking with friends, family, even during meetings at work. People are showing up and making a point to check in with one another and making a bigger point to just stop and listen. Thinking about that scripture in the beginning of this, during these times, it's hard to let go of that fear and discouragement. And I was afraid and sometimes still feel discouraged. That reminder that God's got this is what brings me back to the center and helps me remain strong and courageous every time. I hope this series and this message in particular helps to remind you to let God not into just the fun or safe parts, but into every part of your life. And keep an eye out for those little glimmers of light that shine to help you see the positives in those hard times and in the face of adversity.